There is an old belief that the universe is made of stories, not atoms. Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff is a show that's about the stories of the universe. Dr. Jeff asks us to engage in the storytelling process of Dialogue, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. In an era of going green, what do we make when we tell stories of healing the world and transforming ourselves? How do stories influence personal and social evolution? What does it mean to take a storytelling perspective on sustainability? Dr. Jeff offers stories of wisdom, healing, and transformation, and engages others to tell stories of what it means to be human and weavers of the fabric of the world, Gaia. Expect the provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic with Dr. Jeff. Get ready to expand the imagination, heal the heart, and inspire personal, social, and planetary evolution. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jeff Lineweaver.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you're listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and you will experience a place where story seeds the imagination and inspires you towards personal, social, and planetary evolution. Every Monday, here on Transformation Talk at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern, on Dialogue Radio, we'll have some of the most gifted storytellers, change agents, social entrepreneurs, speakers, and authors helping you make sustainability epic. And today, we have one epic change agent who I'd like to introduce you to. His name is Steve Motinko. He lives in the Whidbey Island area of the Pacific Northwest. And he is a true Renaissance man who is out there using his many gifts to be a leadership guru, change agent, evolutionary, workplace transformer, sustainability leader. And so today we're going to check in with Steve, hear about his own personal evolution story of being a sustainability change agent, and learn about the many worlds he lives in. So welcome, Steve.
Thanks, Jeff. Pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Well, it's it's great to have you here. And I want to dive into one of the most exciting things I know that you're involved with, and that is the Spring of Sustainability series that you're co-producing with the Sustainable World Coalition. And this is about like a daily story, really, daily evolutionary story. But could you tell our listeners more?
Sure. The Spring of Sustainability was conceived by Stephen Dynan, who's the CEO of the 200,000 member Shift Network that I would imagine many of your listeners are familiar with. It's an online personal growth spirituality platform. And seeing the kind of obvious connection between personal growth and sustainability, Stephen Dynan, who's just a dynamo, decided that he wanted to branch out into the sustainability realm in terms of what he offered, what the Shift Network offers, and tapped Vineet Allen, who is the executive director of the Sustainable World Coalition, to kind of partner with him in this effort. And I'm director of operations for the Sustainable World Coalition, and Vineet basically said, yeah, I'll be happy to do this, but I have to, but Steve's got to be doing it with me. So since since last August, September, we've been planning this thing, which is a three-month series of mostly virtual events that we're billing as, and I think for good reason, the largest virtual series of sustainability events ever ever offered. So it's kind of hard to, I'm going to try to do this simply because we have so many offerings in this Spring of Sustainability, which started March 26th and then ends June 22nd. But the core of it are weekday interviews with world-class leaders in sustainability. And I could reel off a lot of names because it's every weekday for the spring, so there's 65 presenters plus. But, you know, Van Jones, Bill McKibben, Joanna Macy, Dwayne Elgin, David Corton. We just interviewed Hazel Henderson today. I've been, I'm on the steering committee. There's three or four of us on the steering committee for this effort that kind of created from the get-go. And I also have had it's been a true labor of love to bring all these amazing minds and hearts to the public in free interviews. So it's a half an hour every day, noon Pacific, but then there's a replay window, a free replay window for 48 hours afterwards. So anybody can have access to all these incredible people, kind of, you know, cutting edge information and, as I say, world-class visionaries, either in real time or through these replays. And there's a Q&A session at the end so that people can actually get to interact with these people. I personally have interviewed Joanna Macy, Frances Moore LePay, who some people may know from Diet for a Small Planet, which is her kind of big hit book back in the 70s. But she's doing incredible work these days with a new book called EcoMind, which is all about worldview, which I know we're gonna be talking about worldview later in the conversation, you and I. But it's been, it's just been incredible to give a significant piece of my life energy to this project, offering to the public kind of a kickstart in their own understanding, a turbocharge in their own understanding of sustainability, and also ability to engage, which of course is something we're focusing on, not just understanding, but getting into action in the world.
You know, I one of the things I really love about this project is how it allows so many people to live in relationship with one another in such a very different way. And because you've had the opportunity to talk with some of these great speakers, you know, they tell their story, you know, I love the fact that, you know, these people aren't just visionaries, that they're really walking the talk of kind of evolving into that whole human, kind of they're living that edge. And so what's been kind of their reaction after they kind of, you know, kind of step up to the mic and put their voice and soul out into the world? You know, how do they reflect on this experience? How does it kind of change them or move them forward? Have you seen any of that?
The presenters themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't know that I can answer that. I haven't talked to a lot of presenters after the fact. I've talked to a couple that I've spoken to. I know that there's, you know, you get the clear sense that there's a lot of energy in the conversation and just having the conversation. I mean, those of us who have the worldview that you and I do, and that these other, and that, for example, Spring of Sustainability presenters do, and that I'm sure your listeners do, otherwise they wouldn't be listening to this call or this recording. Most of us are immersed in a world that doesn't share our values. Mm-hmm. And the deeper I get into these values, the more of a disconnect I see between what I see as common sense. Mm-hmm. For example, the notion that, you know, there is no business on a dead planet.
Right.
There are no human rights. There is no human freedom on a dead planet. Some of these things seem so obvious, and yet most of the people we spend our time with on a day-to-day basis don't get it, and so we experience this huge disconnect. So when we do have conversations with people who do get it, there's just this kind of flood of positive energy that comes through us.
So what are the stories that you're hearing back from the participants? I just imagine that, you know, when you talk about how the world doesn't share our values, or kind of the values of kind of this new sustainable world, you know, sometimes it's really scary to talk about the unmentionable or the unspeakable or these untellable stories. So it seems like for some people, if they're in a world where they feel like they're really alone, being able to tap in and just call from wherever they're at into this kind of greater hive of conversation. Mm-hmm. Must be, you know, amazing in terms of kind of the positive deviancy of it.
Yeah, that's positive deviancy. I love it. Yeah, that's well said. There's a tremendous amount of energy for people. I think way more than they expected, because what you expect is you expect to get on these calls and get a great education from world-class visionaries. What so many participants really get is a quality of inspiration that they couldn't have imagined. I'm hearing some background noise. Are you hearing that? Is that interfering with us?
Nope, I don't hear anything.
Okay, maybe
it's
great.
Poltergeist.
Okay. It's the negative deviance. but yeah, so there's, yeah, because there's this synergy that goes on because of the quality of this conversation, the quality of the connection that you're pointing to among people who share these values. So it's not just education that people are getting. It's a real jolt of inspiration. And that I think helps keep them moving forward. And if that's all I've done in helping to create this animal, then I'm happy.
Well, you know, we're going to take a break, but I'd love to talk more about this quality of the conversation and connection when we come back. You're listening to Guylog Radio with Dr. Jeff and our special guest, Steve Motenko. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Tune in to Guylog Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Guylog Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Guylog Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Guylog Radio with myself, Dr. Jeff, your host, and with our guest today, Steve Motenko, who's a sustainability change agent and leadership guru, doing so many things out there. But one of the most exciting things is the Spring of Sustainability series that we've been talking about in the first section of our show today. And, Steve and I have worked with an organization called the Pachamama Alliance, and there is a program called Awakening the Dreamer, Changing the Dream, kind of community sustainability programs. And I remember doing some of these initial community rollouts about openly having a conversation about worldview, and a sustainable worldview and what that meant, and always being surprised, because there was consistently a moment where I would look into the audience and everyone would look like they had like 50 mile an hour windblown hair, because it was like this crazy, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, hi, I'm Jeff, I'm recovering from civilization kind of moment. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, it depends on where you're presenting. I mean, if you got the choir in the room, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, well, I think that I'm kind of gushing over this program, but I think for people to kind of call in and have these conversations with every day, it's such a great shot in the arm for this conversation on sustainability as a function of worldview.
Yeah,
and so I'm wondering, you know, you are out there in the world. You're also a leadership and development coach. You do a lot of work with business and sustainability, and I feel like there's kind of three tracks that we could talk about, and I'll let you see, you know, you kind of go with it. But I feel like there's kind of the human potential aspect of what having a sustainable worldview is, or the function of it. There's a social change movement worldview function, and then there's kind of like the hero's journey function, our personal inner self and how we grow, and our own conversation on our you know, what it means to live the most meaningful life possible, you know, from who we are as people. And you seem to really dance these three areas, not just very well, but you kind of exceptionally intertwine them. And how do you think that influences not only your work, but how you are growing as a change agent and just human being?
Well, I think the easiest way for me to say it is that, first of all, sustainable behavior, living a more sustainable lifestyle, is itself unsustainable in the absence of the context of a worldview that demands it. Now, to me, a worldview, or to me, if I'm going to recycle, for example, if I'm going to compost, if I'm going to change my light bulbs, it can't just be because I'm going to save money. That's not the worldview that will sustain a sustainable lifestyle. The only worldview that really drives what's necessary to change the world, what's necessary to save what remains of the planet after what we've already destroyed, is the worldview that says we're all interconnected. And it's not a worldview that's woo-woo. It's not a worldview that's new age. It's not a worldview that's necessarily spiritual, or certainly only spiritual. It's a worldview based in solid scientific evidence that the planet needs to wake up to. It's a worldview that said, it's a worldview that acknowledges, for one thing, that, I mean, how could people not see that we're all interconnected, that everything impacts everything else, when decisions made by politicians in Greece and Spain are so clearly impacting my 401k? How do we not see that we're all interconnected? So to me, my work in sustainability is secondary to my work in the evolution of consciousness. You know, you mentioned the hero's journey. Mm-hmm. The hero's journey is a function of our worldview. So my hero's journey, if I'm at a level of development that says that what I'm about is gaining power and status, I could be on a hero's journey toward that end. Mm-hmm. And that's not going to create a sustainable world. So it's not about me. It's about how I fit into a larger context. And the last thing I'll say about that, and I'd love to talk about it more, as you can probably hear, is that when I do work in businesses, what I don't do is, and on my radio show, I have a podcast called The Boss Show, for anyone who is or has a boss, thebossshow.com, quick plug. When I do that work, I'm not going on that show telling everyone that they have to think first about the planet. You know, I don't go on there saying there's no business on a dead planet, because it's not a message that most people would relate to.
Right.
What I do is try to gradually encourage people to widen their circle of concern. So if my circle of concern is just me, I'm a narcissist. If my circle of concern is just my company, then I have the typical corporate worldview. But if I understand that what my company does impacts my community, that what my company does impacts my employees and impacts my customers and my suppliers, I'm starting to help to support people in widening their worldview. The end goal of that is to incorporate the planet into our worldview, which is where we all have to get to.
Mm-hmm. This power and status piece, though, is a really tricky dynamic to navigate. And
I didn't mean to insult you, because I know that that's all you're concerned about is your own power and status.
You know, it's really all about me.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I'm on your show.
Oh God! Yeah, now I'm blushing. It's really not about me. No, yes, it is. No. But you know, it's a really tricky emotion, and I love how you spoke into that context of the hero's journey. Because you're right. You know, sometimes if you are your own hero, and you're telling your story, and as you being the own hero, sometimes before we knew that the world the worldview of there's endless supply of everything, then stepping on somebody else, maybe for a lot of people in terms of a corporate climbing, made sense because but now that seems like more and more it's this kind of last man standing for resources, whether it's kind of a psychic resource or emotional or community capital. But these things play in and I know you have the Boss Show. I'm wondering, your show is in many ways kind of the therapist's couch for people coming in from business and saying, I don't know how to deal with a workplace that's not serving me or my world. And what are the themes that you hear from people?
You know, the themes are almost endless because the workplace is simply a microcosm of life. One interesting theme is the theme that people don't think that the workplace is a microcosm of life. They think that it's separate. You know, you leave your emotions at the door, you leave your personal life at the door, and that's just erroneous. It's one of so many of endless examples of how we compartmentalize life. We distinguish ourselves from the planet. We distinguish our personal lives from our work lives. So anything that applies in life, anything that can be an issue in life, anything that can challenge us in life can also challenge us at work. So it's just a microcosm for playing with leading a more meaningful, a more motivated, a more inspired life.
How do you work with people to take what you just said and weave it into their story, whether it's kind of their business culture or just themselves, you know, how they've lived, how they kind of story their life into being? Is that what you do when you're engaging this conversation at Worldview?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Interestingly framed, weaving it into people's stories, you start to look at the importance of a relationship, right? And existence is relationship. Quantum physics is finally beginning to get us understand that existence, that the stuff of existence is not atoms and or quarks, but relationship. And so when we talk about relationships in the workplace, in a way, it's everything. It's not just communication, which is hugely important. It's not just conflict resolution. It's not just that kind of limited view of a relationship. It's not just, how to motivate another person. It's everything. It's how I relate to myself. It's how I relate to my boss. It's how I relate to my coworkers. It's how I show up. And that is, again, sourced in my worldview. Mm-hmm. And thus is my story in a way.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Fascinating. Listen, we have to take a break, and when we come back, I'd like to continue this conversation. I love how you say the stuff of existence is not quirks, it's relationship. And beautifully said. All right. Hey, Steve, before we go to break, can you tell us how can people get in touch with you?
Gee, any number of ways. I've got like 17 email addresses. But let me give you info@stevemotenko.com. And the last name is Motenko.
Great. And, website, same last, Steve Motenko?
Yeah, stevemotenko.com. Other websites, theboshow.com, as I already mentioned. Yeah.
Great. All right, we're going to take a break. And I'm Dr. Jeff on Guy Log Radio. We'll be right back with Steve Motenko.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases "I can't" and proclaims "I can." Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
We're back on Guy Log Radio with Dr. Jeff. My guest today is Steve Motenko, sustainability leadership coach and also co-host of The Boss Show. And in our last segment, we were talking about evolutionary kind of evolutionary worldview of the workplace and how that's not only a function of sustainability, but a evolution of how we see relationship. And I think one thing that comes to mind that is huge for so many people, and that's their sense of, do I leave my human being at the door when I go to work? Do I leave? Can I, you know, how do I be a whole self in all places? And I know that you are doing some work with bringing the evolutionary spirituality conversation into, is it the workplace, communities, all of the above?
Well, no, actually, evolutionary spirituality is just my own, is what I'm involved in. It's my brand of spirituality. I'm not, I'm hoping that to a certain extent I'm transmitting it through my way of being, but I'm not overtly bringing it to the table in any of my work. It's just my personal spiritual journey.
No sandwich boards saying, ask me about it.
Good idea.
Yeah, I guess so.
I got to get off the call and go make my sandwich board. I'll stand out in Pike Place Market.
Perfect. And
become an evolutionary.
Right, exactly. You can throw, instead of throwing fish, you can throw rubber chickens.
Thanks for the suggestion. I'll never be on your show again.
Okay, fine. I do love what you say. You know, you just kind of mentioned, I hope that I transmit what I'm, you know, focusing on about who, you know, it's your person having a kind of, there's an afterlife to your person that, or kind of awake to your personhood that benefits the people that you're around, because you're living in relationship. It's that kind of I-thou perspective, like that Martin Buber always talked about, I-thou relationship.
Yeah, I think it's what you said is hugely important for anyone. This is not about me. There is a wake to your personhood. There is a wake that you leave with every interaction that I would bet is much more powerful than what almost everyone suspects. Mm-hmm. You have a greater impact on the world than you think. And that's a sobering thought, because it demands of us that we show up in the most evolved way that we can. Mm-hmm. And really, that's kind of what my evolutionary spirituality journey is about. It's showing up in the most evolved way as I can, as I define personal evolution.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I know that, you know, I mentioned that, you know, you're a true Renaissance man, and I love it. And you're a musician, you've been a journalist, you're a coach, you're a sustainability change agent, you're a producer, you're Steve.
I'm overworked.
You're overworked, overburdened, you know, over-guilted. No, I'm just kidding. But no, But the fact is, you're a whole person, and it's okay to be that. And so often we, you know, in the workplace, you know, people become their job description and their job title, and they, you know, they wear that mask more often than anything else. Mm-hmm. And so what do you think it was about your own personal story that led you to where you are now?
Well, yeah, that's a big question. Do we have, like, 5-6 hours for me to unpack that?
We're going to hit the extended record button right now.
Okay, perfect. you know, I'm doing what I love. And on the one hand, I'm kind of doing too much of what I love right now. On the other hand, I'm not willing to give up anything that I'm doing because I love it all so much. So, you know, it's really fun to hear you say I'm a true Renaissance man. And I've heard that a couple times in my past. I don't think of myself as that, but what I do think of myself as someone is as someone with a lot of interests and a lot of passions, and the commitment to engage in those passions, because what else is life for? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm doing all those things. I'm spending a significant amount of time on all those things that you mentioned. And as a result, you know, I mean, what I sometimes say is bad news is that I'm a jack of all trades and a master of none. But it's not my path to be a master of a particular area, I guess. I just need to, or arena, domain, I just need to be comfortable with that, to be at ease with that, to be at peace with that, and to know that what I'm doing because I'm passionate about it. And all these passions really come from making a difference in the lives of others, whether it's leadership coaching, you know, whether it's the radio show, the Boss Show, whether it's sustainability work, which is again from this kind of larger context of interconnectedness. It all comes from making a difference in the lives of others, and I hope that my music does as well. Although that's more that's more kind of personal for me. I just have to be involved in music. Mm-hmm. Always had to be involved in music. I remember at age 13, when everybody left the house, putting on a 45, which tells you how old I am, cranking up the music and just dancing and just feeling the pure power of music kind of infuse my soul with energy and my body with energy. I've just always had to be involved with music. I'm a guy with not a whole lot of talent and a tremendous amount of love and drive to be involved in music in some way. So again, it's just kind of following my passions. And I guess that's the story that I tell about myself, is that a lot of interests and the commitment to engage in all the ones that feel most important.
So do you find that, I mean, I love this, I get the sense it's really the power of pull. It's about being interested and curious in life, and that for you, it's, I don't know. I mean, I did call you a Renaissance man, and I think that's a great thing, although I know you don't wear the funny little slippers with the roll up.
How do you know?
Well, you could have them on. I have mine on in the jester's hat, just so people know. But there is kind of like, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, it's just, we're just having a human experience. I mean, all these other little things, I mean, even a career and family, I mean, it's still kind of the art of becoming human that I think that you are, you know, that is the perfection that you're playing with.
Yeah, there's, it's interesting you say that. I came to the realization a few years ago, actually, when I was doing a workshop, when I was leading a workshop called Living on Purpose, where I asked participants to create a vision for themselves over the next 5 or 10 years. And when they were out, I was doing this workshop for the fourth or fifth time. Usually what I do when they're doing their exercise is I'm, you know, looking at the agenda and making sure that I get everything in and, tweaking whatever I need to tweak for the timing and so forth. And I had done it enough times that I didn't need to do that in this particular iteration. And I said to myself, I should follow my own assignment here and looked at what a vision for myself would look like 5 or 10 years from now. And I came to this realization that has been reaffirmed a number of times since for me, including in a few assignments in my evolutionary spirituality program, that it's, for me, it's not about what I do. It's about how I do it. So all this stuff, all the sustainability and the leadership coaching and the music, it's not about what I do. I don't need to be in a certain job or a certain endeavor 5 or 10 years from now. I just need to be showing up in the most evolved way I can, in the most enlightened way I can. So that really is the story that underlies all the other stories for me.
Wow. And so in this program that you're developing, is it kind of building on this living on purpose and a visioning, or how are you kind of holding that container for people?
For which program?
Your evolutionary spirituality program.
Well, again, that's just something that I'm doing for myself.
So, oh, got it.
Yeah, that's just my own spiritual journey. That's not something that I'm creating for others, at least not yet.
Well, you know, it's you know, as we live our lives, you know, they show up. And I think that, well, I'm going to sound cynical here, but oftentimes, particularly in the world of sustainability, there's a lot of empty chit-chat. There are a lot of people that show up and, you know, you've mentioned it, you know, it's about just changing light bulbs and this and that and the other thing. And, I think it's about how do we, you know, live this all the time. It's like a diet. For somebody who's dieted their whole life, it's like, oh, God, another thing that I have to think about. But I think it's...
That's exactly why it's got to be sourced in worldview. Because once you have a worldview that we're all interconnected, once you have a worldview that, as I often say about myself, every time I buy something that's not organic, it's an ethical lapse. And does that mean I buy only organic things? No, I'm on a journey, I'm on a trajectory, call it as an excuse or rationalization. I don't only buy, I mean, I'm going to Mexico next week. And that's a humongous carbon footprint. And I'm making that choice, but I make a lot of choices in life that are not aligned with my values. But until you understand, but I'm making so many more choices in my life than I was a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago that are aligned with my values. Mm-hmm. So until you really kind of get to this place where you understand that everything is interconnected, where you understand that every decision you make impacts the world, then you don't have the motivation, or I should say it the other way. Once you get to that worldview, then you have the motivation that you can never turn your back on, that will always live in you to always do at least a little bit more, to take baby steps, as we say in coaching, as you well know, to make those changes one step at a time that bring you closer and closer to alignment with your values.
Yeah, absolutely.
And without that, you're right. Everything is a burden. With that worldview, everything becomes an opportunity. Every new organic choice, every choice to build a compost bin in your backyard, every choice to ride the bike instead of drive, becomes motivated intrinsically instead of this kind of extrinsic burden.
Yeah, great. Listen, we'll talk more about this. We got to take a quick break. You're listening to Guylog Radio with Dr. Jeff.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Tune in to Guylog Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Guylog Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Guylog Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Are you ready to create a beautiful and powerful partnership between your heart and the essence of gratitude? Are you ready to create the life that you desire for yourself and your family? Then stop worrying about your bills and step out of the daily grind by tapping into infinite possibilities. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on your journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit us at explorationgratitude.com.
Back on Guylog Radio with Dr. Jeff. My guest today is Steve Motenko, sustainability leadership guru and also co-host of The Boss Show. Steve, before we kind of get going, could you let us know more, your home pages, other kind of information so people can find you after the show?
Yeah, for my personal coaching, stevemotenko.com. And again, the last name is Motenko. Be careful about that because most people put an N before the T for, I don't know why, but most people do that. The springofsustainability.com is where you'll be able to register free in about 10 seconds. It just takes a first name and email address. And from there, also listen free to all these amazing world-class visionaries in sustainability who are speaking every day, who are interviewed by phone or webcast every day, and webcast every day during the spring. So again, that's springofsustainability.com. If you want to email me directly for personal coaching or executive coaching, info@stevemotenko.com. And then finally, thebossshow.com for our podcast on workplace dynamics for anyone who is a boss or has a boss.
All right. Great. Thank you. So in our last break, we kind of left it talking about worldview. And you also mentioned that you're going to Mexico. And what I'm curious to hear your thoughts about is the role that kind of cross-cultural experiences, you know, you talked about it being a huge carbon footprint, but the best way to understand worldview, in my opinion, is to go into another culture and be surprised at your baggage that shows up from your kind of your culture of origin. And, you know, how has culture influenced you? Or, you know, I don't know the purpose of your trip, but, you know, how's that living out in your life right now?
Well, a couple answers come up. One is that culture has not influenced me in terms of international cultures as much as I want it to. I haven't done anywhere near as much traveling as I'd like to. Very conflicted about it because of carbon footprint. But I'm 58, and before I get too old to travel energetically, I would love to visit lots more cultures than I've visited and have that inform, have those experiences inform my worldview. I agree with you. It's very important. And you, as your listeners may know, are quite equipped to make that statement as someone who, as is obvious by your thick Colombian accent, spent a lot of time in Colombia, grew up in Colombia, am I right?
Yeah, I was born there, yeah.
Yeah. So that's one answer that I completely agree that especially we Americans need to get out into the world and see how everyone else lives. And especially I'd say indigenous peoples, people who are closer to the earth. Because while I don't believe that what we need to do as a culture is return to an indigenous way of life, I think it's been that way of life has been glamorized and over romanticized. I do believe that we've lost some essential principles for living, that we've lost them, that indigenous peoples have, and we need to recover them. The other thing I'd say, though, is that culture is present anywhere there is more than a single person in a space. So culture is not just the difference between how Americans live and how Colombians live. Culture is a set of norms, rules, behaviors, guidelines, as my business partner and I talk about in our book, Land on Your Feet, Not on Your Face, which is kind of a primer for leadership development. We put an entire chapter on workplace culture. So those norms, guidelines, behaviors are critically important to be aware of, to understand how they differ from your own, to understand how they differ from setting to setting that you involve yourself in, and to be discerning about what cultural norms and expectations you choose to ascribe to promulgate, to try to make real in all the situations that you find yourself in.
Yeah, wow. Well, you got me thinking a lot about just, you know, our day-to-day cultures, you know, you know, just how many different cultures we go into that we don't even, you know, they're so second nature to us. It's the that old metaphor of it's hard to explain water to a fish in a fish tank.
Right.
Because that's the culture that we live in. And yet we are all noticing. And I, you know, I think one of the things I'm most concerned about in the conversation on sustainability and evolutionary worldview. And, you know, you started this conversation today off by saying, you know, we're all connected. And that's both a scientific view, cultural view, but but from all the different many mystical and religious traditions, this has been showing up that, you know, we're always kind of different kind of worldviews end up saying the same thing, and yet we seem to really butt heads as a species around kind of winning the point instead of just accepting that there's kind of a multiplicity. I appreciate how you're really talking about that. If there's more than one other person out there, that, you know, you're a part of culture.
And yeah, and you know, I want to add one really important thing to that for me, and that is the most important culture that you're engaged in, if you don't live alone, is the culture that you create with your significant other, which is why the most important part of my life is, always has been, but is especially now that I'm in a really good marriage, my second marriage, and have been for 12 years. That's the most important culture that I'm engaged in. It's not only, you have the opportunity to create that culture with your partner in ways that you can't with other cultures that you're involved in, because you just don't have the same level of impact. So the obligation for us as humans who are interested in our own evolution is to create that culture in the healthiest way possible and let that be a microcosm for how you show up in all your other cultures, which for me means that my primary relationship, my relationship with my wife, is not only the most important thing in my life, but partly because it's the best laboratory for my own evolution.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of the daily mirror of self in so many different
exactly.
ways.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a scary thought. And sometimes
that's right.
The view in that mirror is not so pretty.
Right. You had more than just a bad hair day.
Yeah, right.
But it is true. And, you know, there's that whole Pema Chodron book about the places that scare you. And sometimes it's, you know, it's in these relationships. And it's a great kind of a way to keep oneself honest. I think that you've spoken a lot to this today about sustainability is a process of our unfolding and allowing ourselves to be in relationship, that the stuff of existence is each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I really appreciate you coming on today and, you know, sharing the many worlds that you splunk in, that you dance in, for our listeners. I was going to say viewers, and then I realized, what the hell am I talking about?
Thank God they're not looking at us.
That's right. You have no idea.
How incredibly ugly we really are.
That's right. That's right.
You're the view in the mirror.
Right.
This has been great. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, this has been great fun. As I said to you on the break, I keep looking at my watch saying, oh, we've only got that many minutes left. I want this to go on forever. We can just keep talking. We'll just keep talking until
That's
midnight
right.
or so. Have a
That's
couple
right.
of years.
That's right. We'll do that. You know, please come back. Please come back.
I'd be more than happy to. Thanks,
great.
Jeff.
Well, we've been talking with Steve Motenko today, sustainability leadership guru, co-host of The Boss
Your
Show.
Your word, not mine.
Oh, but, you know, I think you've been talking about, you know, you're your own guru. You're a guru of life.
And
also co-producer of the Spring of Sustainability series. And just quickly, one more time, they can reach you at stevemotenko.com and springofsustainability.com.
Right, yeah. The latter for the Spring of Sustainability program, free registration, free to attend the sessions, and to reach me, stevemotenko.com.
Great. All right. Well, thank you again for joining us today. And everyone, every week, Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, Gaialog Radio, making sustainability epic. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Gaialog Radio with Dr. Jeff Lineweaver. Tune in each week, Monday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more transformative stories of the universe. Dr. Jeff asks us to engage in the storytelling process of Gaialog, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Explore the questions that challenge us all by asking, what do we make when we tell stories of healing and transforming ourselves? How does this influence personal and social evolution? What does it mean to take a storytelling perspective on sustainability? For more about Guylog Radio, visit www.guylog.com. That's guylog.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Tune in to Guylog Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Guylog Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Guylog Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.